I'm Aaron Schachter in for Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. For months now, we've all been waiting for some good news regarding Ebola. Instead, the most recent reports are ominous. Officials with the World Health Organization are warning that in Liberia, the virus is spreading exponentially. Thousands of new cases are expected in the West African nation over the next 3 weeks. Liberia's information minister, Lewis Brown, is in Monrovia. He says Liberians with Ebola symptoms are being turned away at hospital gates because the facilities are simply overwhelmed.
The situation in our country is grave. We're overwhelmed and beyond our own resource capacity to be able to respond. The population is stricken with fear and panic.
We've heard for weeks now, months now, about the horrors of the Ebola virus. And now we're starting to see these images from Liberia of taxis showing up to hospitals with people in them and hospitals turning away these victims because they appear to have Ebola symptoms. Is that in fact happening, and what can you do about it?
Yes, in some instances, it is true. People are turning out because we've been able to spread the word about the dreadfulness of this virus. But at the same time, we've been able to spread the word about the success rate. That is, if you came in early, you can be helped to walk out healthy.
There's this kind of horrific irony in what's happening, because as you say, people are more aware of the virus and they're trying to get help earlier, and they're sort of piling into taxis to get themselves to hospitals, and then finding that when they get to hospitals, they can't get treatment.
That is a grim situation. What it now means is that the world, given this unprecedented outbreak, must in similarly unprecedented way respond to our need and provide us the kind of help and support we need to be able to respond to our citizens.
Do you feel, sir, somewhat let down by the world community?
We'll keep those emotions for later. Right now, what we feel and need is additional support in as fast a way of getting it to us as we possibly can get it. We need to have a capacity of at least 1,000 beds available for in and around Monrovia, as well as the rest of the country. That's resources that is clearly beyond our reach and control.
The World Health Organization, the WHO, has called for Liberia to ban taxis because it's thought that in some ways the cabs there in Liberia are hot. They're a major point of transmission because, as you say, more people are going to the hospital when they get Ebola symptoms. Is that something you guys would consider doing, banning taxis?
We cannot rule out any option. That's the first thing we've been able to learn in this fight. But what we would prefer to do is to spread taxis and provide more ambulances. Our people are left to scramble for taxis because there are not enough ambulances reaching out to pick them up when they call for help.
From the outside, anyway, I think it could be seen that Ebola is a virus affecting one particular segment of the society more than others. From what I understand, the West Point slum there in Monrovia is kind of an epicenter of the epidemic. Is this a virus that's affecting one population more than the other? And if so, what do you do about that?
No, it is not. It is not. Those most stricken are those who are given care. Healthcare workers, including medical doctors, of which we have very limited supply. But at the same time, in homes, mothers and daughters and sisters, those who are responsible to provide care for the families, are the ones under the most severe attack from this virus. This is an attack on our way of life, because we are a people who love to care for each other during periods of affliction.
Lewis Brown is Liberia's information minister. He joined us from the capital, Monrovia. Mr. Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.